if you take out the slot machines at the racetracks, then you take out most of the support downstate. And that key support is from the Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Districts, Illinois County Fairs Association, and other agricultural-focused groups. But if they don't get anything out of this bill, you lose a key part of the support for the bill as it's written.
Well, if this bill is to pass this spring, and if the governor is still adamant about that part of it, it sounds like it will need a veto-proof majority in both chambers. Do you think it has that?
I think it probably has that, or close to it, in the Senate. I think we're at about 62 votes, 63 votes in the House. That's enough to pass it, but we need 70 if we're to make it a veto-proof vote in the House. That is something that we're working on and talking to people and trying to see what we can do with the governor. I have found Governor Quinn to be a fair man, and I think he has a full agenda, and he's trying very hard to get this state out of its fiscal nightmare. All I would say to him is, Governor, this bill will help you get out of your fiscal nightmare, plus put people to work. And I think that's why it is worthy of support.
When your contact with the Alliance called me this morning, he said he thought that a vote could come on this bill as soon as Wednesday. You've just said that you don't think the support in the House is there yet for a veto-proof majority. Do you think it's going to come up that quickly?
It could, and it could as a test vote. If the bill is called and gets 58 votes, 59 votes, but the supporters see that it doesn't have the 70 votes required, they can pull the bill and put it on postponed consideration, or they can just simply pull the bill and see where they can get the additional 7, 8, 9 votes they might need.
Let me run this scenario past you and tell me what you think would happen. The bill passes with the support it has now, and the governor uses his amendatory veto on it to get rid of the slots at the racetracks but keeps the rest. What happens then?
Then the multiple groups that support the bill would have to come together and say, well, is that something that we will or can accept, or is it something that destroys the coalition? And we would then urge the General Assembly to take whatever action the group added. But we would not control that. If the Speaker of the House or the sponsor of the bill decides that there will be a vote on the amendatory veto, the chairman of the bill could say he could move to accept the governor's amendatory veto, or he could move to reject the governor's amendatory veto, in which case the bill would fail. In other words, there'd be no vote. The bill would just not be called for a vote. If they would move to accept the governor's amendatory veto, then you may end up with portions of the bill, but there are a lot of groups that would have to come together and give some direction on that. And I wouldn't hazard a guess as to what that reaction would be if you took the slots at racetracks out.